In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and assistance, and we take refuge in Him from the evils of ourselves and our shortcomings. Whomever Allah guides, there is none to misguide, and whomever Allah leaves to go astray, there is none to guide aright. We bear witness that there is none worthy of our worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator and the Sustainer of the universe. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the seal of the prophets and the final messenger to all humanity. Today is a day of happiness, and today is a day of Eid and a day of joy. It is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward His servants after major acts of worship. When we fast the month of Ramadan, the reward is Eid al-Fitr. Close with the end of the Hajj, the reward is Eid al-Adha. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our acts of worship in the month of Ramadan. And in the meantime, we thank Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, we show gratitude to Him for giving us the life and giving us the power and the strength to be able to fast in this month during the day and to recite the Quran during the night in Taraweeh and to do different acts of worship during this blessed month. The charity, the making food for those who are fasting, and getting the blessings of this great month. There are two types of people before the beginning of the month of Ramadan. Those who are happy because the month is here, because of all the infinite rewards they will get in this month. At the end of the month, they are also happy that the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy for them to worship Him and to get close to Him during the month. But they are also sad that the month is over. And they wish that Allah would give them the life and the strength so they can reach the next year and to get the blessings of this next Ramadan. There are some people, however, who don't feel that happy at the beginning of Ramadan because for them it limits their freedoms. They smoke during the day, there's no more smoking, there's no more tobacco, there's no more cigarettes, there's no more bangu, whatever. But once the month is over, they are happy. They are dancing in the streets because the month is over. Now they can do whatever they want at the end of the month. Generally, there are three types of people in the month of Ramadan. During the month, there are three types of people. The first group of people who كانوا قوما على طاعة طوال العام فلما جاء رمضان جدوا واجتهدوا فنالوا نفحات ربهم وغفران. There are people who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are righteous. They worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all year long. But when Ramadan comes, they do more. Because they are smart. They know that this is the time where they can get the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know they can easily achieve the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they just do the right thing. They know that the reward for the good deeds are multiplied infinitely in this month. So they do everything they can to get the blessings and the rewards of this month. They don't believe that worship and being good is a monopoly of the month of Ramadan. So they worship all year long. No matter how hard they work in this month, for them this is very little. And they always blame themselves. I wish I had done better. I wish I had done more. If they make salah, they wish they have done, you know, prayed more at night. If they recited one surah in the day, they wish they prayed two or three. If they give in charity, they wish they had given more. They live between hope and fear. Hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from them and reward them. And the fear that their actions will not be accepted of them. They live between the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them Jannah and will shower His blessings on them, and the fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them if their actions are not accepted. لما نزل قوله تعالى والذين يؤتون ما أتوا وقلوبهم وجلة سألت عائشة رضي الله عنها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا رسول الله أهم الذين يشربون الخمر ويسرقون فقال لا يا ابنة الصديق ولكنهم يتصدقون ويصومون ويصلون ولكنهم يخافون ألا يتقبل الله منهم أولئك الذين يسارعون في الخيرات وهم لها سابقون. And this hadith is in Tirmidhi, and Imam al-Bani says it's an authentic hadith. When this verse was revealed, and it says that those who do, they give what they give, and their hearts are shaken with fear. So Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is it the people who drink alcohol? Is it the people who steal and do all sorts of evil deeds? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no. These righteous people are the ones who fast in Ramadan. They are the ones who give in charity. They are the ones who pray. But they are afraid that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept from them. These are the ones who are indeed successful. So this is the first group. The second group is قَوْمٌ كَانُوا فِي غَفْلَةٍ طوال العام فلما جاء رمضان اجتهدوا في العبادة فلما انتهى رمضان رجعوا إلى غفلته. There are people who are reckless, careless. They are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No prayers, pray a couple of rak'ahs here and there. They don't give charity, they don't do the different acts of worship in Islam. But as soon as the month of Ramadan begins, there is a change in their lives. They are changed people. MashaAllah, the kufi comes out of the closet, the jalabiya, the shoes, the sibha, the swag, and miswag, and so on and so forth. They become kabir al-hujjaj. And once the month is over, they fall off the wagon. They go back to the first square. To them, we say, مَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ رَمَضَانَ فَإِنَّ رَمَضَانَ قَدْ مَاتْ وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. We tell them that whoever worships Ramadan, Ramadan is gone, Ramadan is dead. But whoever worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is the eternal, He never dies. This is the kind of people who, when they do things, no matter how less they are, no matter how less they pray, no matter how less they give charity, for them it is huge. And if they do evil deeds for them, if they do horrible deeds, major sins for them, it is something small. So this is the difference between the two. The third type is قَوْمٌ كَانُوا فِي غَفْلَةٍ قَبْلَ رَمَضَانٍ وَفِي خِلَالِ رَمَضَانٍ وَبَعْدَ رَمَضَانٍ. These are the people who are careless, they are disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before Ramadan, during Ramadan, and after Ramadan. So for them, Ramadan doesn't mean anything. If Ramadan comes, a huge mushkila, sore on you. They don't pray, they don't fast, they don't do anything. Shaitan will always approach you, whether you are good or evil, before the month and after the month. So before the month of Ramadan, Shaitan will come to you and tell you, hey, my brother from another mother, you see, in 2-3 days the month will begin, you'll be close to Allah, you'll cry all night, you'll fast all day, so Allah will forgive your sins. So no matter how much evil you do now, it will be forgiven. So you're free. Then after the end of the month, the shaitan will also come to you and say, hey buddy, the month is over, you have done your best during the month, you were crying in the masjid, in the Salatul Taraweeh. You made a hole in the carpet because you were praying in the same spot every night. And the carpet was wet beneath you because of all the tears that you shed during this month. Your credit of good good deed is so huge, so immense, that no matter how many evil deeds you do now, they are forgiven. So, live your life. That's why the Prophet ﷺ used to fast in the month of Ramadan, in the month of Sha'ban, before Ramadan. And he told us to month also in the month of Shawwal, the 6 days of Shawwal, to protect yourself from the shaitan. What do we learn from the month of Ramadan? The month is now over. We started good things in the month of Ramadan, feeding the poor, giving a charity, fasting, and praying at night and reciting in the Quran. So what you need to do is to keep up the good work you started in Ramadan. We should learn from Ramadan as individuals, as families, and also as a Muslim community living in the West, especially in America. As an individual, in Ramadan, you did your best to keep yourself away from evil things, from doing all the muharramat, the prohibited things and the disliked things, because you want to protect your actions in this month. You know that the rewards are very precious. Once you lose them, you lose them. So this is what you need to do. Maybe fast a couple of days in the month, fast on Mondays and Thursdays, give in charity, help those who are in need, make salah at night, recite the Quran. So these should be your tradition through all year long. Not only in Ramadan, but all year long. As families, each one in the family should know his rights and obligations. Know your rights and obligations. And before you ask for rights, you have to ask for your responsibilities. What should I do before you ask, what should I get? If you are a husband, or if you are a wife, or if you are parents or children, you should know your rights and your obligations. We are told in the Quran that the basis of the Muslim family is mawadda wa rahma. Mawadda is kindness and rahma is mercy. We are told in Surah Ar-Rum, the Romans, chapter 21, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. It is one of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He created for you from among yourselves, spouses, husbands and wives, to live with in kindness and mercy. Indeed, in this are signs for people who have sound reasoning, people of understanding. The translation in my third language of Urdu goes like this. Allah ki nishane hai ke usne jawri paida ki. Sukoon ke liye aur tumme muhabbat paida ki, war karne walon ke liye in mein bahut nishane hai. Yeah, tanween is happening. So this should be the foundation of the Muslim family, in kindness and mercy and love. This is what you give to your wife, this is what you give to your husband, this is what you give to your parents, and this is what you give to your children. And believe me, if you do this, there will be no more problems in the Muslim families.